one of the most memorable testimonies in front of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was that of longtime friend and colleague of the chairperson, Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu. Father Michael Lapsley came to South Africa and joined the ANC just to be expelled from the country in September 1976.
I first met Archbishop Tutu when I was expelled from the country. I found him there in Lesotho, where since the year before he was the Bishop of Lesotho. So I knew him as my bishop. Of course, I gave evidence to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And then more than 20 years ago, I founded the Institute for Healing of Memories. He became the patron of the Institute.
After a police raid in Maseru in 1982, in which more than 40 people were killed, he moved to Zimbabwe. In 1990, just 3 months after the release of former President Nelson Mandela from prison, that he was sent a letter bomb. Lapsley lost both his hands, his sight in one eye, and was seriously burned.
My story was already in some ways well known. In a sense, forgiveness was, in my case, not on the table because nobody had accepted responsibility for what happened to me. But the Archbishop, in a way, of the depth of his faith, was a profound believer in forgiveness. I think he saw it very clearly as part of a journey of self-liberation. That the act of forgiveness was to say, I will no longer be a prisoner of the past.
Now, more than 25 years after his testimony that I covered as a rookie reporter, I caught up with Lapsley to talk about his long-term friend and confidant.
Well, I mean, he's always been a larger-than-life figure with great tenderness towards me. I always hugely enjoyed his infectious sense of humor, his ability to laugh, and, of course, his tears in the face of human pain. But someone who certainly cared for me and pastored me, but also inspired me and also helped me to see the relationship that he embodied between faith and justice, that they're two sides of the same coin.
During Lapsley's testimony, Archbishop Tutu started to cry, and so did many who were in attendance.
One of his great disappointments was the failure of the new democratic state to implement the findings of the commission, not least to prosecute those who did not get amnesty, and therefore not to bring accountability to the perpetrators and a form of justice for the families who still wait for that justice, even today.
Lapsley says Tutu was outspoken and stood for what he believed in.
What he practiced so clearly was radical inclusivity. He championed the rights of all people. So in practice in our church, that meant championing the rights of women to become priests and to become bishops. And he became unpopular in some circles for that. He championed the rights of the LGBTIQIA+ community. He said, I don't want to go to heaven if gay people and lesbian people are not going to be there. He also said quite provocatively, God is not a Christian. He wrote a book with that title. Because what he was saying was that the all faith traditions have wisdom within them. There's something of God in all the great traditions of the world.
He says the best way to honor Archbishop Tutu's legacy is to urge government and leaders to help the nation to work for greater justice and equality.
In a way, I think it's the people of South Africa regaining agency over our own lives, and that is the way to honor him.
Kathy Lodlo, OFM News, Bloemfontein.